The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this Thursday morning, look, the world is a very dangerous place right now, and several federal agencies are following up on leads regarding potential violent assaults stemming from the Hamas-Israeli conflict, the Ukraine-Russian war. But there's also a big concern about an uptick in attacks on the U.S. power grid. Joining us right now to talk more about this is ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
It seems like it's always a threat, especially as we head into the winter months. What are we hearing about possible attacks on the power grid?
Well, apparently the online chatter is quite active about people talking about attacking security grids, substations, etc. And I think it concerns law enforcement enough to really keep it high on their radar. I mean, let's face it, just the threats that they're trying to sort out fact from fantasy on these two different wars is more than enough to keep them busy. But, I mean, obviously the power grid, it goes without saying, is absolutely critical for us to basically survive day in and day out. And we do have a decentralized sort of system in this country, and a lot of the, in particular, power substations are quite vulnerable to sabotage. And there was a guy arrested last month in San Jose, California, that basically had set off an explosive device and severely damaged two substations that were in remote locations. And as you might guess, living where you do, that I'm sure you've driven by small substations just kind of out in the middle of nowhere. There's no security around them. You can cut through the fence and get access to them. So it's a big issue.
It is a big issue. What's being done to address it?
Well, I think, you know, it's sort of a patchwork system. I think the more important, I guess, more powerful substations and clearly the power plants themselves have security, physical security. But, you know, the other side of this that we haven't talked about is clearly the cyber aspect of this, of getting someone hacking into their systems, of the Russians, the Chinese. I mean, I've read previously that there is concerns that some of these systems already have been compromised in that the Chinese or the Russians actually could shut them down if they chose to. I think the obvious deterrence is the same thing could happen to them. So it's all of these things combined of, is your cybersecurity up to speed? Is the security based on your ability in a local jurisdiction to protect your power grid? You can see how this is not going to be consistent from place to place.
Yeah, and you mentioned it's kind of a patchwork approach to protecting it. It's a patchwork system, really. I mean, it wouldn't take much to cripple a huge swath of power stations, would it?
So you think there's roughly 55,000 substations around the country. The experts that I've reviewed suggest if you pick the right nine substations, you could shut down the power in most of the United States, at least for a period of time. So you just think about that. Think about all of the things from people dying because of equipment that didn't work in hospitals. It would just go on and on. We just really couldn't function. We couldn't use computers, couldn't use phones. It would be beyond chaos.
It would indeed. Glad that it's on their radar and hope that they're doing all they can to protect it. Always appreciate your insight, Brad. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Take care, Paul.
You too. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. That's Brad Garrett, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst and a former FBI agent, so he knows how this stuff works. And, you know, we've seen some instances, as he said, of people attacking individual substations, but it wouldn't take much to take out the grid, so to speak, and leave us all in the dark and cold. In the wintertime, the FBI, Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and others are looking into these potential threats. 20 past 7 o'clock here on WPHM. It is Thursday. A little chilly out there to start, 41 degrees. Got up to about 50 today with some sunshine. Details in the weather forecast coming up.